Jim Amundsen of Lake Nebagaman sells hot dogs for the Knights of Columbus at Super One Foods in Superior. He doesn't have any swine flu fears.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever. Everybody tries to compare it to 1912, but I think the technology today is so much better, I don't think it's an issue. Making sure I wash my hands all the time, and when I go to church, I don't drink wine out of the cups or anything. I shake hands.
In the Mariner Mall, Bridget Adrian says the 24-hour news cycle is blowing this out of proportion.
There is so much news out there between the internet and, you know, TV and everything, that anything's going to get blown out of proportion.
Adrian says the numbers just don't scare her.
One person can die being hit by lightning. That doesn't mean I'm going to go out and avoid, you know, going outside when it's raining.
Roger Schold of Superior was waiting outside the post office.
I don't think it's going to be as bad as they think it is until fall comes around. And I wouldn't suggest taking Tamiflu or anything like that until you find out if you really have it or not.
Though Scholl does think there is a lot of hype, he's glad the government is prepared.
Yeah, I think it'd be better to be safe than sorry. I mean, I think they're doing what they should be doing.
In Superior, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.